Speaking of guys that played on the 2023 team and now were acquired by Brian Cashman, Carlos Rodon is not pitching well in the spring. Now, I know we say this all the time. Spring training doesn't matter for some guys. Okay?
For some.
If Gerrit Cole didn't look good the other night, especially in that first inning, which I didn't know was a rule that you can take him out and then bring him back in. But it's Gerrit Cole. You're not going to give a flying shit about what Gerrit Cole does in his spring training starts. You don't have any worry about Gerrit Cole whatsoever. Even to say Clark Schmidt, who's been pretty good in spring and he's working on a few things, you don't really worry about Clark Schmidt, right? I think you kind of feel like Clark Schmidt is building himself up as well as like Gerrit Cole, because these are guys that are going to be in the rotation and guys that made 30 starts last year. Carlos Rodon needed to show the Yankees and the fans something this spring. Now, the first start that we talked about last week, he looked good in the first inning, then the location was off, whatever. Then he got ripped by some low-level minor leaguers in a sim game or live batting practice or whatever it was, and then he kind of... the Yankees were a little concerned about that. And then yesterday I would say you have to be a little concerned about his outing yesterday. Gave up a home run on the first pitch that he saw. And then the last batter that he faced, I believe he also gave up a home run too. The fastball was sitting around 91, 92 for most of the outing, which
he got up there on a couple. He was hitting 94.
But 94.
I know, it's not 99. I know.
If Carlos Rodon is pitching tonight, let me tell you, let me ask you this question. If Carlos Rodon is averaging 94 miles an hour on his fastball, are you concerned?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'm even more concerned than I would be, because we're not just talking about a drop off anymore from 2 years ago. This guy was hitting 97 last week. So, yeah, I'd be concerned. I'd say.
I mean, I'd be really concerned that he's not even going to be a good pitcher at 94.
Look, let's make this clear. There's two buckets in spring training. There's the guys that go into the one bucket where spring training doesn't matter at all. They're your Gerrit Coles. They're, you know, your Juan Sotos, your Judges, all of them. And then there's the bucket where it does matter, right? We said this last year.
And there's a couple other guys we're going to get to later in the show as well, where I'm concerned about their performance as well.
Right. So spring, what did we say last year? Spring training doesn't matter. Oh, spring training does matter sometimes, right? Like right. That was our thing. Okay. And Rodon falls into the bucket of this spring does matter. And you also have to say this, though. As good or as hot as a guy can be in spring, you're not going to get too excited. Same has to go for guys who aren't performing up to what you feel is their standard, because especially a veteran, I know he has a lot to prove, but Rodon is still working on some things. The biggest concern to me is not the home runs. It's not even really the inconsistency, not hitting his spots just yet. To me, you have to pinpoint the velocity. This is a guy who was pumping 99 pretty steadily 2 years ago, then came here, was hurt to start the year, was constantly on the IL throughout the season. When he wasn't, he pitched like shit. Then he shows up to spring early. He looks good. Everyone's talking about how healthy he is, how in shape he is. He's pumping 97. He has a questionable start. Then he has that live BP. And then he comes out and he's throwing tops 94. You can't even say he's sitting at 94. He maybe hit it once or twice. This is either one of two things have to happen. The Yankees have to come out and explicitly state that Carlos Rodon is working on a lot of stuff. Don't be concerned about the velocity, or until that happens, I'm going to be very concerned that the next announcement is going to be that he's not healthy.
He doesn't get the benefit of the doubt in my eyes.
No, he does not. And I think he knows that. But like, here's my thing. If I haven't I've been watching the games when I can, but I haven't watched. Do they even do press conferences after? Like, has Boone been talking?
Boone usually, if the game's on, yes, he'll talk during the game. I do have a quote from Rodon after the start on Wednesday, and it says it's one of those days that you've got to be able to pitch without the fastball and kind of use some other things. That was good to feel that in a game that no one really gives a blank about, because it doesn't matter. It's spring training, and I want to correct him on something. It does matter for you, pal. Okay. For you, it does matter. The Yankees and the Yankee fans are putting a lot of stock into your performance this year, okay? Carlos Rodon doesn't pitch like a number two. The Yankees are going to have a difficult time winning winning a division, winning a pennant, winning a World Series, bro. These are all things this team needs to do this year. And without him pitching like a legit number two, the Yankees are going to have a difficult time doing that. Now, they might even have a difficult time. I don't know. I don't know if this is that to go to this level, but they might also find themselves struggling to make the postseason if this guy's not pitching well. Okay. He is as important to this team as anybody because there's no reliability behind Gerrit Cole. We've been saying that for years, and we thought that this was finally the guy that. Alpha dog, he's going to rip somebody's head off on the mound. I don't know what it is, and I know a lot of people, you included, Lash, you would take me to task on some of the things that Gerrit Cole would say, and you didn't like the words that came out of his mouth. You thought he was being a little bitchy. I feel like he's being a little bitchy.
He is, for sure. For sure.
For being a guy that's supposed to be this alpha dog, tough guy, badass, balls on the mound type of guy, nobody gives a shit about this. Yeah, we do. Dude, you stunk last year. You couldn't stay healthy. Our last memory of you, you got fucking ripped by the Kansas City Royals. You couldn't even get an out.
Yeah. What needs to come out of his mouth is he needs to have his finger on the pulse somewhat here. He needs to understand that people are concerned looking at his velocity, and he has to put it to bed. If it's not a concern, put it to bed for me, and not just for me. Put it to bed for the front office, because I'll tell you right now, my biggest resentment won't come from Carlos Rodon shitting the bed. It will come from the Yankees not being proactive on if he's going to be a concern, because if he's going to be a concern, we need to address it right now, not at the trade deadline. We need to address it right now. We have two pitchers out there that are still waiting on contracts. I know they've extended a couple offers, if that, to Blake Snell. Make it happen then. If this is a do you agree? If the front office, as of right now, let's just say this. Would you say your resentment towards the front office has been at least put on hold because of what we would consider a really good offseason, getting Soto, Marcus Stroman saying the right shit right now and hopefully being the pitcher we think he can be, Verdugo? Don't you think this lineup right now, lefty, righty, wouldn't you say that any resentment you've had towards the front office has been put at bay?
Yeah, for the most part.
For the most part, right? If you find out that Carlos Rodon is a cause for concern and the front office knew, and then 2-3 weeks into the season he's back on the IL, aren't you going to have that same feeling? Remember we talked about that black cloud last episode? Don't you feel like Carlos Rodon does become that black cloud? If this is something that isn't, that either A, he's not being transparent about, or B, the Yankees aren't being proactive about?
Yeah, I mean, but what do you want them to do right now? Well, you want them to bid against themselves in a situation?
Well, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's like, okay, is Carlos Rodon just amping up in spring training? He's a veteran. I'm okay with that. If I don't have to be concerned, if it's not, if he's just finding his way and it's not like he's favoring his back or his shoulder feels weak, if it's not any of that and this is just a veteran pitcher just trying to find his way after barely pitching last year, I'm cool with that. fine. Keep saying what you're saying. Keep giving up home runs. As long as you're ready for your first start, that's when I'll start to really care. But if you're favoring your back, if the Yankees know something's up and this is something they're just prolonging that they can take action before it becomes a big issue. I mean, if we're going to go into the season, we've said it how many times, man? You just said it just now. He's one of the most critical parts to this entire team, to this puzzle. And if we're going to go into the season pretending he's fine and he's really not, that's a huge concern, not just for the likelihood of them finding success this year, but back to being a concern with how the Yankees handle this shit.
Well, like you were saying, you know, you're okay with if he's a, you know, he's a veteran. I get all that. I do. But the optics are bad for a guy that was terrible last year and couldn't stay on the mound.
No. You need to take that in context. I'm okay with it so long as when he takes that ball in his first start, he's pumping 98, 99.
No, but he needs
he's
to
fine.
Be. Yeah, but the optics are really bad right now.
They're terrible. That's why I'm saying, don't go out there and tell me it's a game no one gives a shit about. Go out there and ease my mind. Go out there and tell me, guys, I know I was only topping out at 94, sitting around 91, 92. Not a concern, guys. I'm working on a couple things.
Yeah, why is your velocity down 7-8 miles an hour? That's a lot. That's concerning.
Yes. We don't care about the home runs as long as you tell me you're working on shit.
All right, Gerrit Cole has a 99-mile-an-hour fastball, correct?
Correct.
When Gerrit Cole doesn't have his best fastball, what is it sitting at?
96?
97?
Yeah. Lowest 96.
Okay. Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
If Gerrit Cole took the mound and he was throwing 92, wouldn't you be shitting your pants?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see
velocity? Velocity is a huge marker for a guy who throws hard. Obviously, velocity is a marker for if he's truly healthy. And that's my biggest concern right now.
So don't tell me that, I didn't have my fastball today. Yeah, well, obviously, bro, but you got to understand something. When you throw 97 to 99 and you're hitting 91 in a start, that is cause for concern. I don't care what you're working on or what you wanted to tell people. You're going to freak the fan base out because you weren't healthy last year. There's a lot of people that think that this guy is a bum. And it's hard to argue it right now.
Yeah. Do you know what separates Rodon from Gerrit Cole being a true ace? Amy Cole is one. But when Gerrit Cole, and again, you have to look back at the last couple years where Gerrit Cole has struggled in regular season games when he hasn't had his best stuff, where you'd want him to kind of put it all together like he did last year. But to simplify it, this, the biggest difference between the two is when Gerrit Cole doesn't have his best fastball, he finds a pitch that works and it still works, even if his fastball doesn't work. Carlos Rodon relies on that 99-mile-per-hour fastball. He has really good stuff, but if he's not, because he doesn't have the pinpoint accuracy that Gerrit Cole does, he never has.
Cole's an artist, it's
the best way to put it. And he's an artist with every pitch. Where if Carlos Rodon doesn't have that good fastball to at least set up his other pitches, he's hittable. He becomes a very hittable pitcher. And that's why you have to be concerned. Call it what it is. Again, if he's not going to ease my mind, then I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to assume something is going on that he's not hitting upper 90s right now. I don't care if he's throwing 80%. He was hitting, Christian, he hit, what, 97 his first start out?
Right. And remember when Andy Martino got down to camp, when camp first opened, he was the one that said, the guy that is in camp this year is not the same guy that was in camp last year. He said it. Those were his words. That fastball was not in Yankee camp last year.
Right. And now what? It just disappeared. We're not supposed to be concerned.
That's my point, bro. If he was getting rock throwing 97, then I could say, okay, he's working on location.
Exactly.
He's tinkering with some things. 91 to 93 is where the fastball was sitting on Wednesday. That's concerning.
Yeah. So I'll just give you my, if I had to predict what's going to happen over the next few weeks, hopefully I'm being dramatic. Hopefully. We always say this, I'd love to be wrong. I don't know if I'd ever love to be wrong more than I would right now.
You think you're starting the season on the IL?
I do. I think it's going to come out. And I think the Yankees are doing everything they possibly can right now to avoid it.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. If you start the season on the IL, then I'm done with them.